stage was set. Six WWE superstars went into Hell in a Cell on Sunday, put their bodies on the line for everyone at home. Welcome to the Talking Whack. I am the Box, and I've got right across from me the Power tonight. Say hi, Power.
How's it going?
We are we're only a two-man band tonight.
Two-man team.
Two-man band! As
Did you miss the old commentary tables? There used to be two people.
The Chow is unavailable tonight because, funny, he actually got work.
Yeah, that still surprised me.
Yeah, we were just like, what the shit? Tonight we got heaps and heaps of stuff to talk about, but just remember to go check out our Facebook page, 434. We got the 434 Club. Check out our website, FOUR3FOUR.com.
We got Instagram, everything.
We've got it all, man. And soon we will be having a YouTube channel for you guys to listen to the podcast as well if you don't have iTunes or Podomatic, the podcast addict, sorry. So yeah, fucking Hell in a Cell. A lot of expectation going into this one.
There was a lot of expectation.
A lot, because Hell in a Cell is like the most deadliest.
It used to be the most brutal match in history. Now it's kind of not so much.
No, because everything's PG now.
Of course.
Everything's PG. Pow, I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Well, here we go.
Hell in a Cell, was it booked right? Do you think the way that they
had... In what degree?
Do you think the way they had set the matches up this time, after the debacle we had the last pay-per-view?
You mean kind of like the order of the matches?
Exactly.
I think it was improved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it was in the perfect order from what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had to have the women go last.
Yeah, and that was a really good call too.
It was. I'm not happy with everything that happened, but it was match order. Yeah, it was an improvement from the last time.
Well, that leads into my next question. Was it entertaining?
Ooh. Depends who you ask.
Well, I'm asking the Power right now, so...
I don't know. I mean, I probably would have given it a 6 out of 10.
You're not sports entertained?
Nah, maybe a 6.5. A lot of people were saying, you know, they loved it, 7.5.
Yeah, but why do you give it a 6?
I found it about a 6. I mean...
What was good and what was bad?
It was pretty predictable. What was bad, I can tell you a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Really disappointed with the angle at the end of the women's match.
Yeah.
I thought the whole stretch of O'Deal was taking far too long. I think they could have cut that back by, you know, 5 minutes at least. I mean, that's just a small nitpick. Didn't really like the ending with the table.
Mm.
It was badly set up and she was thrown on it twice before she hit her finisher.
Mm.
It was kind of lackluster. Like, you were kind of waiting for the big moment to happen and it kind of never happened.
Yep. Okay.
It just felt like the ending was flat. You saw a lot of fans sitting on their hands. They kind of went, oh, wow. I mean, I was hoping Charlotte won. Predicted it.
I think I put money on it, but I can't remember.
Oh, there you go.
I haven't checked.
You haven't checked.
She was one of my picks. I was like, yeah, Sasha's going to lose this.
Yeah, as soon as I knew his hometown, Vince McMahon, Logic 101, he's going to make the face lose.
Mm.
And he did.
Yeah, well, the hot potato that they're doing with the title right now is...
Yeah, that's another situation. A lot of fans is now, you know, giving backlash to that, and I kind of agree. Mm. How are you meant to be invested when they just... hot potato the title.
Yeah,
I mean, they've hot potato titles in the past, but... Mm.
But that was the Attitude Era. It was kind of like, oh, this is cool. Someone else is...
It's almost like she should never have won it back a month ago on Raw. Made no sense.
No.
She could have maybe won the title here in Hell in a Cell. That would have been a good victory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I totally agree.
But it is what it is.
I totally agree with you about how they finished the match. I mean, yeah, it looked odd.
You're just waiting for that moment.
Yeah, it looked...
It never happened.
That table definitely wasn't set up right by Sasha, and she was supposed to go through it, obviously.
And, like, she's so light. She needs Charlotte to powerbomb her with her.
Chokeslam the shit out of her and threw
it. The powerbomb on the outside through the table was... It was alright, but, like, you know, the hell setting up was like, climb down, you're too high for me.
Mm.
But it was what it was.
Speaking about setting up tables, how fucking awesome... was the table set up when Owens went through it.
Oh, man, that looks so brutal.
Oh.
I remember when I used to play on my figures, that's how I'd set the table up, and that's what they would look like when they fell down.
Obviously, it's something that we haven't seen before.
No, it was a good spot. I was impressed by Rollins' core strength to pick him up, because he was going to almost drop him.
Yeah. And it's a good thing that Kevin Owens is a big guy. And he, yeah, to go through those two tables.
He's not the guy, he's the big guy.
He's the biggest guy.
Yeah, no, that was a good spot. That was a good match as well.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I think that was match of the night for my liking.
Yeah, same.
I did enjoy...
It was the main event.
I did enjoy the Rusev-Roman Reigns match because of some of the brutality that was in there. Like
it was pretty good. Like the whole on the stairs with the chain and stuff. The visual looked good. Kind of think the match should have ended there. It would have been a good spot to end. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what annoyed me, though?
Yeah, go on.
Roman Reigns. What's he wearing?
His vest.
And, why is he selling when he's getting hit with the kendo stick?
Maybe there's no metal plate in it, like old Circa Bret Hart against Goldberg.
Yeah, but you're not going to feel that. No. I'm sorry. And he was selling it. I was like, oh, he could have just stood there, actually, laughed at Rusev, and that would have been a good spot.
To be truthfully honest, no. Back when I was hanging around NHPW here in Perth,
yep.
There was a...
kendo stick?
Yeah. There was two guys. It was... Singaporean cane match, right? Mm. It was actually a Malaysian cane match, as it was called. Okay. King Shahil, one of my good friends, he brought that match in, taking on a guy named The Real Deal, Tommy Real.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just standing there as security for the show, and I'm watching as Tommy Real's just wailing the shit out of his chest. And
bare skin.
He had clothes on.
No,
he had clothes on and stuff like that. It
still hurts.
It still hurts.
But
man.
You know, not on Roman Reigns padding. Like he does have padding. Like yeah, this is the padding,
his chest might have not been so much damaged, but the arms and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that match was...
I found that was the number one complaint with everyone as well. A lot of people picked up on that, and they could have been done better.
Yeah.
It was a little nitpick, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand still, like, that.
Rusev, Reigns, they go well together.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up and talk about...
what are we talking about?
Well, of course, it's these two. Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. Now, this match is officially happening at Survivor Series now.
Yep.
It's all been set up.
I'm looking forward to it.
Goldberg, though, comes back on Raw and...
What a man.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
What a beast.
He does sweat a lot, which I think a lot of people are like, man, he's gassed or shit like that. But what do you think about that?
I think it's just he's wearing a warm jacket. Mm-hmm. It's pretty warm out in the ring with all the lights on you. You've got millions of people watching. He's got his family at ringside. I think it's just pressure. Like, it gets to us. It gets to everyone. It's hot out there. Everyone that's returned, The Rock, John Cena, who else? Brock Lesnar, when he first returned. Like, all of them, everyone who's returned, they've all... When you first get back in the ring the first time, you end up sweating like a bitch.
Mm. Well, speaking of that
I'm not worried.
Is he ready to take on Lesnar, though? That's the thing.
Is anyone ready to take on Lesnar?
Mm.
Right back at you. I don't think anyone's ready.
No one...
But if he's going for one fight, I'm sure he can make do.
Because he will, yeah. He's been saying, like, he's training hard, but he's like, I'm only training for one match.
Exactly. I mean, he's probably going to go in there, do the one match, see how he goes, see how his body holds up. And, you know, if they can get another match out of him, I think they're going to be happy. If not, I think they're going to be happy either way.
Is he in decent shape, do you think?
He's in tremendous shape for a 49-year-old.
Mm.
He still works out a lot. He does his karate and all that.
Well, that jackhammer on Rusev was awesome.
It was good. It was good to see. That's a fantastic move.
Mm. Although there was some editing, we believe, that he dropped to a knee whilst doing so.
Yeah, I mean... It's just a bit of ring rust. He hasn't been in the ring for over 12, 13 years. So that's bound to happen.
Well, if...
We've got the noisy neighbours today. Yeah,
fucking dogs don't know how to shut up.
Makes it authentic.
If it does, you know, we're in my little shack here in WA. Yeah, we're not really. No woman has seen the inside of these four walls.
Sounds like he's living in a prison.
Yeah. If Lesnar wins, though, like, who's the one that's going to actually defeat him? I mean, the only real guy that's given him supreme competition is John Cena. And then you've had Triple H.
But I think Undertaker gave him supreme competition, really. Like, John Cena, last time he battled him, he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cena hasn't, you know, cashed in on that.
No, but I mean the first time.
First time, yeah, but that was to teach Brock a lesson when he left for leaving.
Yeah.
Since that, I think the only person who's been able to get one up on Brock is The Undertaker. But, I mean, Brock has fucked him up. Mm. But in return to current people, I think Nakamura is probably the only one that would be able to throw a good challenge towards Brock Lesnar. Or Samoa Joe, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Currently in the main roster, Raw and SmackDown, there isn't really anyone. But I'd love to see Nakamura or Samoa Joe. What about you?
I really don't think Brock Lesnar will be able to be beaten, period. I think they should just keep him the beast that he is and keep going.
As a once-off, he just comes and goes.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't think anyone else can take that mantle.
That's true.
Breaking news, though.
Oh.
Breaking news.
Sound the alarms.
So, supposedly
whack
today...
Whack some alarms in here.
Yeah. Woo! No, I'm not doing that. We had some breaking news that we broke. The POW broke. It was the man in front of me here.
No, it was that Christoph bloke.
Oh, that Christoph Powell.
Yeah.
Christoph Powell. We broke on our website that...
Do you know, we break so much news and we're not getting credited for it.
Mm. The fifth member of the Raw Survivor Series team. Do you want to tell us about it, Powell?
Well, there seems to be a blunder on the WWE.com website last night. A small error appeared when they accidentally uploaded the wrong image, and it was the image containing all five members on both teams, and it revealed the hidden participant, which ended up being Sami Zayn for the Raw team.
I don't really like that idea, though.
I know, but then roughly 10, 15 minutes later, I think they realized their error, and they took the image down, quickly put up the original an image with the blanked out person. So who knows what the situation is. Clearly they did that by mistake. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about Sami Zayn being the fifth member.
You just made the list!
Well done, WWE.com.
Who would you put in that position, that person? Who would be number five?
There's only one guy that I can think of that will definitely be in.
Is he a man?
That's Seth Rollins.
He's the man.
Seth Rollins. And, like, that's the only formidable one I can actually think of that's genuinely going to be there.
He said he was
going
to burn things to the ground. Can you imagine if he cost the Raw team the chance to win?
Well, see, there's so many possibilities coming into this
Spider Series.
Can you
imagine if he went to
ring.
SmackDown? Oh!
Can you imagine if Ambrose, Rollins, and Reigns do a Shield thing against Owens and Jericho? Can you imagine that happening? Like, that's just going to be like, holy
I could see,
shit.
I could see that happening. That would be pretty, pretty cool.
I see Ellsworth rocking up.
Oh, my God.
I see Ellsworth rocking up and eliminating Ambrose or something like that by accident. Costing SmackDown something and then he gets booted and you don't see him again to the Royal Rumble. That's a perfect way to boot him
could
out.
Could be. I reckon Seth Rollins, he's probably the person, and I think they're going to end up because of the leak, I think they'll make Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler for the IC title.
Yep.
I think that would be more likely to happen now.
Plans change. That's not the first time, though, that WWE.com has stuffed up like this. I think a long time ago there was a story that broke out. I think it was Night of Champions.
They needed a third member to join Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose.
That's right. Yeah. Who'd they pick?
I think WWE.com posted that it was Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's right. There was a story that broke out that Baron Corbin was
getting
part
called
of that.
Up, and he was going to be the special person.
So. Then end up
being Chris Jericho.
that was awkward.
That was interesting.
Mm. Speaking about SmackDown, though, because we've only touched on it a little bit, a story that's been developing over the last couple of weeks that we haven't really said anything at all about, Randy Orton and the Wyatt family.
Yep.
Randy Wyatt, as I'm calling him now.
The devil's always been a part of him and has been speaking to him, he says.
What is the story really about, though? Like, what is he doing with the Wyatts?
I'm not actually too sure. I'm enjoying it, though. It's something different. I mean, a lot of people are saying and comparing it to the old Daniel Bryan Wyatt story, but I believe it's completely different. I think it's going to be better because we didn't really get to see Daniel Bryan, Wyatt family, because we didn't want Daniel Bryan to be a part of the Wyatt family because we wanted him for the title.
Do you think this is going to do something for Bray?
Yes, hopefully it elevates Bray and hopefully Randy Orton does become brainwashed and is part of the Wyatt family for a while.
Well, almost Xavier Woods. It's something different. Almost. It's cool.
Because it gives credence to Bray Wyatt. It shows that he is the dominant force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he needs credibility because, shoot, he ain't got much.
Well, I mean, the constant matches. And
SmackDown are doing a great job since the draft. I've got to say that. He's on the right track.
I'm looking forward to seeing how the story turns out. And, I mean, with this rivalry with Kane now, as he's turned his back on him, it's like I've seen this before.
A lot of it's been rehashed, but hopefully it's going to be done better this time because I believe it's under new eyes. I'm hopeful.
I think everyone's
You know what I'd hope?
Mm.
Make Kane part of the Wyatt family.
Make Kane?
Do something so you beat him up so bad that he ends up becoming part of the Wyatt family. Change his gear up or something. Make him a monster, like he's rattling in a cage.
All I want is Randy Orton to grow out this massive beard.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It looks awkward as fuck, though. Like, seeing Randy Orton...
Yeah, it's weird because he's in his jocks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, are you going to get changed? Are you going to change it up?
It does look different at the moment. But we'll see how it goes. Like I said, why not make them a big faction? The darkness over the WWE.
Sort of like the old Ministry of Darkness.
Exactly. Imagine if they could brainwash Kane, properly.
Mm.
And he does, slightly change his appearance and stuff, and then he's almost like a zombie monster. Why do that
with Kane? Because they've already had Strowman.
It's different.
Mm.
I don't know. That could be down the line.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, Kane doesn't have to be there every week.
No. It's interesting to see how it plays out, though.
I don't want Randy Orton to turn on Bray in 2 weeks. I mean, that'll be shit.
It's a new thing, and it's something that no one's seen before, so, I'm all for it.
Hopefully it's done right this time, and, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I was listening to one of my favourite podcasts the other night. Pretty much the only one I really listen to, apart from our own, is the Wrestling Compadres.
Oh.
And they were talking about returning part-timers, and I wanted to touch on this a bit.
Oh, okay. Is this a surprise?
No surprise. This is a surprise later.
I like surprises.
Do you really think a WWE legend or an Attitude Era darling... Do they need to come back just to make the current product better?
Yes.
Why?
Because stars of the past still have that factor of...
They still have
the star power because today's superstars don't have it. And I think it's overexposure of today's product or just bad booking as well.
Well, the whole thing they're going
You feel the star from the past, you feel their presence and their power they have with them. Just look at Goldberg. WWE's been out of business for 16 years.
And I think it's quite good to get the casual fan.
It
hooks them back in. It gets new people in, and they're like, who the hell is this AJ Styles dude?
It introduces people to new talent. So exactly. You do need it.
Fantasy Warfare, though, has been hyped up quite a lot with the Survivor Series, with the Goldberg and Lesnar scenario. We had a story as well, too, with AJ Styles and HBK, that was a possibility.
We broke that story, too.
And AJ shared it on his Twitter. Is it best for business or does it hurt the other talent from getting a shot? Because you see, you've got one guy, for instance, Shawn Michaels comes back and he has one match on a massive pay-per-view, but yet that could have been with someone else that may have had that opportunity to just go out there and put it all on the line and do something amazing that we haven't seen.
So let's say we could have had Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles at Royal Rumble, but we could potentially be getting HBK versus AJ Styles.
No, not Ambrose.
Okay,
so I wouldn't put Ambrose.
Give me another.
Ambrose in the
Give
Rumble.
Me another person.
Another person. Who have we got? SmackDown.
Who have we got?
Bray Wyatt.
Okay, so if we bring HBK back for this one match in Royal Rumble with AJ Styles, he's potentially taking away an opportunity for Bray Wyatt to face AJ Styles
for the title.
For the title
that we haven't seen before.
I'll allow it.
I will allow it.
What's going to sell more money? What's going to sell, put more asses in seats? What's going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to buy on AJ Styles, HBK, once in a lifetime.
But that's a hard...
I can see Bray Wyatt the following month.
It's hard...
Bray
it's
Wyatt hard, can be there on SmackDown.
It's hard to say, though, like, to try and choose between the two, because you can go in and go, holy shit, AJ Styles versus Bray Wyatt, never happened before for the title. This is going to be amazing. I'm gonna check in and watch this out.
Yeah.
But for the casual fan, it's like, holy crap, Shawn Michaels, he's coming out of retirement. I really need to see this. And you have more people, as well as the people that are already watching it and hyped like crazy to watch it. So it does make sense.
Well, you could also, what you could do is if Bray Wyatt is on the same level as AJ Styles and he should be for the title and he's not, you know, obviously competing, he needs to have a dominant match on that pay-per-view so people pay attention to him. So booking needs to go in his favour as well. So he may not be in that match that he should be in, but they need to showcase him in the spotlight where people who are obviously new to the product, only tuning in because HBK is returning, they need to see Bray Wyatt and go, he's a badass. I don't want to see this guy. This guy against HBK would be, oh, I'd be scared for HBK's safety. But then at the end, so if HBK is only one and done, why not after the match, Bray Wyatt, boom, lights go out, he's in the ring, takes out the old legend.
That's pretty cool.
And that's setting up an angle, you know. You take my spot, I take you out. You won't be coming back.
Well, I mean, just...
But now the fans are drawn into this guy like, oh my God, like, I hate him so much, but that's good heat.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways you can do it. I mean, you may not be in the match, you might lose that opportunity, but there's still ways that booking can... And creative can help that individual, but the problem is creative doesn't.
Yeah.
So then, they do lose a spot, but that's not on the wrestler, that's on the creative.
Well, so the only other...
Creative needs to help them out.
The only other real fantasy warfare type matches that I'd be keen to see again, or see, because we haven't seen. I do really want to see The Rock versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
Okay.
That will bring in so much money. Like, that it's would. Not funny. It's going. It would be. It's like Donald Trump. It's going to be huge.
I'd love them to whip out a
tremendous.
If they pulled out a yellow ladder as well.
Oh wow! Yeah, like having that sort of match in there, or even
you know who I want back?
Who?
Kurt Angle.
Yes, Kurt Angle as the team captain for American Alpha.
No, fuck that. That's been done. He can just come back and help out some of the guys. I mean, him against Ambrose, him against AJ Corbin. Styles, Corbin.
He doesn't need to go to Raw. SmackDown has always been his home.
SmackDown needs him if he comes back. I'm hoping he'll be on the game next year. Fingers crossed everything goes well. Mm-hmm. He was just on Stone Cold's podcast. Really great, insightful interview. He talked about his addictions in the past, how he's doing so well now. I think there's a good chance I'll be reaching out to him.
Which is good. We'll see, you know, Kurt Angle's come back, yep, definitely. I'd love to see that, just to have the standoff between him and Shane.
Oh, can you imagine,
you know, like 16 years after that King of the Ring match that they had, like...
Or what about John Cena? You know, that would be a 5-star match.
John Cena's first ever match was on SmackDown against
Kurt Angle,
exactly. So having that come back, yeah, awesome. But there's just one other match that I really want to see, and it's a corporate guy and an NXT guy.
Oh, who's this?
It's Triple H and Bobby Roode. Like, seriously.
Because they look the same?
Well, no, Bobby... Well, kind of. Bobby Roode would obviously be the face. Triple H cannot be the good guy in this, because how... glorious Bobby Roode is, and how he's so over with the fans and everything else.
It's definitely a fantasy match. I've never thought about this, but
a Triple H Bobby Roode at a WrestleMania or at a SummerSlam or something like that would be huge.
I could easily see that next year's SummerSlam if they've done right. That would be pretty good.
Hopefully they realize that they've cracked the money pot with Bobby Roode, and finally
hopefully they do something with him.
Yeah.
They don't keep him in NXT. We haven't seen much.
Shinsuke can stay in NXT for another year at least.
No. He needs to be on the main roster.
Yeah, but what are they going to do with Shinsuke?
SmackDown.
He's not going to be like it is now. He's not going to be so over. He might be over with his music, and he might be over with some of his style.
You don't hold Michael Jackson down.
Yeah, see, I'm still on the flip side with Shinsuke. I mean, I like the guy.
That's all right.
He's entertaining.
Wait until you see him live.
Well, yes, we will be seeing him live in about a month and a half. December 15 at the Perth Arena, wow. NXT Live in Australia.
And we've got Disturbed next week.
Yes, definitely going to that too. James Ellsworth, we touched on him before. Your favourite guy, the man that you love.
I don't mind him.
He's the champ that runs the camp.
I actually don't mind him.
You don't mind him now? Oh, let's go back to two episodes where you're like, I fucking can't stand that guy.
Yeah, just forget what I said. No, he's alright. I mean, I watch him on SmackDown. Didn't mind it. I'll allow it.
He must stay away
from it. It was pretty funny, to be honest.
He must stay away from the SmackDown Live main event, though.
Well, I'm glad. I think he kind of is now, and we'll see what happens. It's kind of fun, though. Like, he's playing off Ambrose, and Ambrose is playing off him. And
the way I see it now, to actually book him from now on, would be he's just redeemed himself with Ambrose. And put the title back on, for the chance for him to go for the title.
Yeah.
That's going to happen at the next SmackDown pay-per-view.
Which is the TLC.
Exactly.
Just announced.
Out comes the Survivor Series teams, and they're both there. Ellsworth comes out. Boom. He costs SmackDown's Live the match.
My God, I hope that doesn't happen.
Right? They lose. Shane kicks his ass or fires him or does what or suspends him, whatever, right? Yeah. He's overwhelmed with emotion and sadness.
I'm so sorry.
He's so sorry. He leaves. We don't see him until the Rumble.
That's a pretty heel thing. I don't think that would be good.
It would be an accident, though, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's a good way to write him out. I'm more interested in seeing if he comes in to Survivor Series, does he go against his number one nemesis in Braun Strowman?
I don't think it's going to be in the match at all, man.
No, but like, I know he's not going to be in the match, but I'm like, there might be a point where he comes in and he's in the ring and Strowman's right there.
I don't want to see that until Royal Rumble.
Mm.
That'd be cool, though. I want to save that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be more special in the Royal Rumble, especially if like Ellsworth comes out, he's number one, number two. Braun Strowman.
Speaking of special, there's one guy that is the most special of all right now. Stupid idiot! It's Ooh. Chris Jericho. Now,
drink it in, man.
Lock it in, man.
The key of Jericho.
The key of Jericho. He's comedy gold every time. And
whatever he's doing, he's just touching gold.
I'm actually really worried right now for Kevin Owens' sake.
Kevin Owens has been outshined.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jericho is the number one thing on Raw.
How bad is it damaging him?
It's not really damaging Owens. It's more or less muting him.
Mm-hmm.
We're more interested in Jericho and the list of Jericho than we are Rollins and Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
a lot of fans really couldn't give two shits and a fuck for them right now, especially even the title. And that title hasn't really had a good run since it debuted. It was greeted with a lot of hate and negativity, and that kind of disappeared once Owens grabbed the title because of Triple H. But it doesn't feel like he's the champ.
Mm. I mean, he's still making it relevant, I think.
He is, but do you see him as the champion?
I do, honestly. He's the Raw champion.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got two separate ones now.
Have you been watching?
Yeah, I know. Like, I see him.
But it feels as like Jericho is more important than him.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And I think it's also due to the fact that Jericho's been around a hell of a lot longer and
he's a star.
He's the golden ticket. And currently, right now, they can't do anything wrong with him.
I mean, he lost to Roman Reigns. He could have been the US champion. That would have been pretty good.
Two best friends, two champions.
That's a storyline.
Should they break up at Survivor Series, though? The other side of the spectrum of how I was saying about Ellsworth, what if Jericho is the ultimate heel, or even Owens is the ultimate heel, turns on Jericho, costs Raw the match?
Well, at the end of the day, Owens is a prize fighter, and he's always said that he would stab his best friend in the back. So I think if anything is going to happen, it's going to be Owens will turn on Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Owens is the heel. Jericho is pretty much the face. So that's what they got to do.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened as Survivor Series.
Keep Jericho with the list as a face. Oh, yeah, but definitely.
He's a face gimmick.
It basically is, but like, find a way where he can still act heelish but still be face. And I think that the fans will receive that easily.
Oh, definitely.
Easily. They'll support him. We mentioned just before as well about NXT coming down under. And we're going to be starting a hashtag over the old Facebook arena and our website, hopefully.
That's it.
Hashtag we want TM61. Now, we said it last week as well, Shane Verizer and Mike McMillan. Yep. I know him as Mike.
Yeah.
you know,
let's call him by the NXT names now.
NXT
like.
Names. Yeah,
Nick Shane Thorne, Nick Miller.
Yeah, Shane Thorne, Nick Miller.
TM61.
The Mighty Don't Kneel. They're going to be huge, and they're currently...
They're going to be superstars.
They're currently in the semi-finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Yeah. They got the win over the weekend.
Yep, they face off against the
Sanity?
No, Pain Guys, whatever.
Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain, yeah. I was going to say House of Pain. Like, jump around.
Jump around.
But, like, look, they're so damn good, and we're trying to see whether or not we can get a way to have a chat to them, to get them on the podcast.
That would be pretty good.
To, you know, even if it's live somewhere and I've got a fucking phone there and I'm just having a chat to them, ask about the questions, asking them about their history here in Perth.
Could be a minute, could be 2 minutes.
You know, it doesn't matter. Like, we want them on the show. And I think it's not only will it do some good stuff for us, but you guys get to hear them as well as up-and-coming talent in NXT.
You get an inside look, exposure to the talent.
Exactly.
You get a different look at them. You get to see something you wouldn't normally see.
You don't hear them a lot.
You don't. That's what I mean. Like, they're new to NXT. Haven't quite yet heard their voice. And hopefully we give them a platform where you'll be able to hear that voice.
Exactly. So Nick Miller...
Shane Thorne.
We need you. We want TM61.
Perth needs you.
# we want TM61. So get the word out. Share it.
Just remember, the Mighty don't kneel.
Dolph Ziggler and The Miz. Their story is arcing quite well.
Yeah. I'm over Dolph.
I like Dolph as champ, though.
Do you know I kind of want him to lose?
You wanted him to lose last
time.
No,
I know, but can you imagine if he loses and he loses the IC title thanks to The Miz?
Mm.
That would be... Oh, that's a storyline. Mm-hmm. The Miz costs Dolph Ziggler the IC title, and then the IC title gets moved to Raw.
So then there's two titles on Raw now, and they've only got one?
Yep.
Two mid-card titles.
That'd be good. And then we got to send some people back to try and win it.
Mm.
And then maybe we send someone to... fight for the US title. We win the US title, bring it to Raw.
Yep.
Therefore, Reigns doesn't have a title. Guess what? He goes for the World Championship. That's an angle we can do.
Oh, it sounds. I'd pay money for that. I would. It's very.
SmackDown could go 3-4 weeks without an IC title.
Mm. Well, who do you think faces him at Survivor Series since The Miz turned him down and he openly challenged anyone from Raw? Do you think it would be Sami Zayn if he's not in the 5-on-5 game?
Yeah, I reckon it'll be Sami Zayn or Neville. Who have they got, really? R-Truth? Goldust? The talent's... The talent Darren Young?
Yeah, the talent... Titus O'Neil? That push died in the ass. I mean, no pun intended for Darren Young, either.
Hey!
But seriously, like...
Shit, he went there.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Cesaro would have been a great choice, but he's in. Yeah, Cesaro. Right now.
Yeah, Cesaro and Sheamus. They're kind of busy right now. They're not going to do it.
Mm.
That would be cool. I think the only people that realistically is Sami Zayn or Neville. But then, you know, it could be Darren Young, Titus O'Neil. Ooh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
Nah, that's a toilet break.
Can you imagine if Darren Young won the IC title? You know who could be? Bo Dallas.
Oh my god, that's even terrible.
All you gotta do is Bo leave!
Oh shit.
Bo
does leave. He still Bo leave though?
He still Bo leaves, but he's turned
his wife Bo leaves.
He's turned a new leaf, I would say. He's getting a bit more vicious and a bit more brutal.
He is. I don't dig what he wears though. I don't care
what he wears, he's being more competitive.
Yeah, he is, but I just can't believe him.
You know what I can't believe, though, is the fact that how each time they put it on Raw, they always change the fucking ropes over to purple when the cruiserweights are on. I can't believe that they still do that. And you know what? Because of that...
You just made the list!
Well done, dickheads. I seriously think...
You know what you're going to get? You know what? You can make the list.
Yeah. Yeah, I already did that. No. You just wanted your input.
Pretty much. I was hoping you played Stupid Idiot.
There you go.
There you go, creative.
I'm glad that they're doing something else with it now. They're bringing out 205 Live.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going to happen with that, but
obviously 205 being the weight limit of the cruiserweights.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like another cruiserweight classic, except it's not going to be...
I think this is going to be a normal cruiserweight show. Hopefully we get a couple of feuds. We're not going to get these stupid six-man tags that make no sense.
Exactly. It gives them more time to do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The storyline
right now... Is going to be a weekly thing?
I'm not sure yet, but stay tuned.
There I think it's only an hour weekly.
I would like to see more storylines in there. Like the only one that's going right now is Kendrick and TJP. If they had,
do you know what I've heard? I've
Neeson heard Gulak in there taking on Lindsay Dorado and Sin Cara because Kalisto's still injured. Or
apparently they're going to be doing it on SmackDown
because
they're going to have it's going to be filmed on Tuesdays before SmackDown. And the commentary team is going to be Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves.
That will be epic.
That's going to be pretty awesome. And if it goes to SmackDown, the SmackDown people and NXT people will be looking after it. It's going to be good. Mm. And I love the Cruiserweight Classic, but whatever the fuck they're doing on Raw, Vince is just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vince.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people are also expecting the Cruiserweights to be like, oh, they're going to do some high fly moves. It's going to be amazing.
Mm.
Things we haven't seen before, but it just feels...
At the end of the day, they're doing stuff that the main eventers are doing. The main eventers do all the flippy shit now.
Mm.
They're all diving. There's no one who really stands out in the Cruiserweight division like Rey Mysterio did back in his Cruiserweight division.
Eddie Guerrero. He was a star.
They were stars. This division doesn't really have that guy yet.
No.
TJP, he's not that guy. Brian Kendrick,
he's
old glory.
Mm.
I need someone to hold that throne and be that guy.
Kota fucking Ibushi.
Could be the guy. I don't think so. Mm. I think he's more main event. Mm.
Can you imagine a match Kota Ibushi versus Austin Aries?
That'd be fucking awesome.
Aries is around that weight, isn't he?
Yeah. There was a rumor that they were thinking of bringing Aries into the division.
Mm-hmm. To help bring it some more stars.
Yeah, bring it up. There's also apparently they were thinking, like, if he was going to do it, there was a good chance he was going to change the title to Blackstrap just to make it look a bit more authentic and realistic.
Yeah.
Get rid of that purple shit. It looks more like a toy.
Mm.
And it goes perfectly with Kendrick's jacket.
Yeah. Which,
you know.
He's a man with a plan.
Yeah, he got the jacket before the belt.
Mm.
He got the jacket when he saw the belt because he knew he was going to be the champion. So,
the last one of the things I wanted to talk about before we go into the final segment of the evening, the women's division challenges.
Yep.
Now, we've seen Sasha versus Charlotte for a long time now.
127 times.
And did you count that?
No, I made that up.
And we've got Becky Lynch as the champion taking on Alexa Bliss, right? Yep. Now, I'm digging that because I like me a bit of Bliss.
Ooh,
everyone likes a bit of a Bliss. The old Harley Quinn.
Freddy Krueger.
I don't care. She can wear whatever she wants. She can wear nothing.
Either or nothing.
But, you know, it's getting to a point now where, like, even in NXT, they had to try and find someone on the outside to face Asuka.
Well, she's undefeated.
Mickie James. Mm. So, you know, like, where are they going to go? Who are they going to develop to be a formidable challenger to the respective champions?
They need to do something. Hopefully when Emma comes back to Raw, hopefully she can be put in that title picture because she is championship worthy.
Yeah.
She can out-wrestle a lot of the women on the division.
I wouldn't mind seeing Nia Jax.
Yeah, they got to do something with her. She hasn't really
I could really go for a triple threat. Charlotte, Nia Jax, and Emelina.
Oh, God, that would be pretty good.
I'd dig that for the Raw women's title. And on SmackDown,
I could see that would be very physical. That would be hard-hitting. Yeah, I could see that. That'd be pretty good. I
don't really feel Bayley's made any massive moves or waves.
Nah, they've kind of... I feel like they've kind of stuffed up on her.
I wouldn't have brought it to Raw.
Yeah, no, she should have gone to SmackDown.
And feuded with Becky for the title as a, you know, face versus face sort of thing. And
Alexa Bliss.
And Alexa Bliss, you know, that would have been a good channel.
I think we can all agree that, you know, Alexa Bliss is going to win the championship.
Mm. I hope so.
There's no way Becky's walking out champion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I could see Bliss versus Bayley for the title, and that would be a pretty good feud.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
There's just a couple of things happening in the company that just doesn't make sense, and then like they wonder why it's not working. It's like, well, it's obvious.
I think they're going through a changing phase.
Growing pains.
No, a changing phase in the women's division right now because you know, they don't have their leaders or their Trish Stratuses or their workhorses like Jacqueline or Molly Holly or
it's interesting we haven't mentioned anyone in the last 6 years.
Yeah, you know, like. Well, of course, the last 6 years, it was just all about, you know...
Models, Tori Wilson.
Showing some titty. I mean, Tori, she's not really added into that category. She's still one of the...
Candice Michelle
was a model. Kelly. Mm. I mean, gorgeous, hot, unbelievable women.
Can't even think of the other one that's married to Hoist Gracie.
Eve Torres.
Yeah.
Eve Torres, you know, there was Layla.
Layla was okay.
The only real decent competitors was Michelle McCool and Beth Phoenix. Yeah,
exactly.
Mrs. Copeland.
And look at who they're married to. Exactly. Edge and The Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's been really good talking to you about all this sort of stuff, but I think
we've had a pretty good chat.
We've had a pretty good chat, but I do need to go for the final segment of the evening, which is this week's
Stupid Idiot
of the Week.
Ooh.
And I haven't told Pow about this.
No, he hasn't.
But
he's been keeping it a dirty secret.
This week's
Stupid Idiot
is actually me.
Oh.
Now, in Australia
what are you?
What am I? I'm the
Stupid Idiot.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
I agree.
So in Australia we have this horse race.
Yep.
Called the Melbourne Cup. Based in Melbourne, it's at a Flemington Racecourse. It's massive. It's like
it's worldwide known. Everyone knows it's huge.
It's huge here. The state of Victoria in Australia, they basically booked the whole day off. Whatever date, I think it's the first Tuesday in November. A lot of people do place some bets on this one, and I know this is going off. This is going off skew with the wrestling, but you know, finish on a lighter note. I made a bet, and it was only a small one. It was like a couple dollars. So I'm like, you know,
couple dollars.
I'd have zero dimes. I made a little bit. My lucky number is my date of birth, 17. My son's birthday is the 17th. I'm the 17th. It's my number. So I was like, all right, number 17. I'm going to put him to win.
It's my number on roulette.
Him to win and place. You know, I'll put $4 down and see how we go.
Yep.
So the race comes around. I'm watching it on my workmate's phone because I'm at work, obviously. And the race starts. It's a huge, long race. I think it's 3,500 meters for the horse. My horse fucking wins. the damn horse wins. It wasn't a favorite. He was paying 10-1.
It was a favorite.
He was in the top four, but he was the fourth.
Yeah.
He won. I was so happy. I was jumping up and down. I was so excited. So what do I do?
What did you do?
I took a photo of my little sheet that I had.
I saw that.
And
you had the number, the thing on there.
I had the barcode and the actual ticket number in the photo.
Yep.
And I put it on Facebook. I'm like, woohoo, I fucking won. Then my workmate said to me, you realize some people can actually take that and use that in the local TAB and scan it with their phone.
Mm.
Oh, no, I didn't realize. I'll quickly take it off. A minute of it being on. I go cash it in.
Oh, my God.
It was already done 8 minutes prior.
Oh!
I lost all my money.
What? You fucking dumbass.
So, I was the butt of jokes fucking day.
Because when I saw you upload, I thought, he's a fucking idiot. He must know. This happened to a chick, like, last year.
Yeah, she lost a fuckload of money.
A lot of money because some random cashed it in.
Mm.
And I was like, what the fuck's he doing? And then you re-uploaded it and crossed it off.
Mm.
Fuck.
Yeah, I fucked up really bad, so I lost all my money. It was a good thing, it was only $30.
Oh, imagine but that still, was a couple more zeros.
I know.
How would you feel?
Oh, I would have.
This is why people.
Yeah.
You shouldn't post everything into Facebook immediately when something good happens.
Mm, this is why we shouldn't spoil things either. Oh, man. So, yeah, this week I'm this week's
Stupid Idiot.
I'm glad you kept that to yourself.
Yeah. And the guy that fucking took it off me.
Do you know who it was?
I don't know, but do you know what happened to him?
What?
You just made the list!
Fucking asshole. No, there was no way of actually finding out who it was. I have to do a police report to actually find that out. And I was like, I'm not wasting my time on $30.
And they won't even... Fuck that. They won't even tell you what it is.
Yeah, they couldn't. They said, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. You can file a police report, but that's it. I'm just like, nah, pff, fuck that.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so... Ha-ha! This week's stupid idiot is moi. Oh,
wow.
The host with the most that only burns toast.
Clearly.
Yes.
Now he's out of pocket.
And now I'm broke until Monday.
Well, technically, you only lost a couple dollars.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was? It wasn't my money.
So now you're going to pay someone a couple of dollars.
I was like, here's my $4. Oh, shit, yeah.
God damn.
Thanks, guys, for listening in for another episode of Talking Wacker with the two-man band, being the Pow and the Box. Next week, we'll hopefully have a special guest. We're in the works of doing so.
We'll bring someone on, have a three-man team, three-man booth.
Or maybe even four if Chow decides to actually not work for a change. He's such a busy man.
Never works, suddenly works. I can't keep up with him.
Check us out at our website, FOUR3FOUR.com. Check us on the Facebook page, our Twitter, Instagram, YouTube page coming soon. I'm #box, #power are opposite me. Thanks for listening, guys, and peace out.
Peace.